So this is Philip Bat from the Clincom, the chairman, and we are going to talk about submitting your protocol to Clincom. Hello, Philip.
Hello.
Can you explain the role of Clincom within Echo?
Yes, of course. Clincom has been installed within Echo specifically to improve on trial design, facilitate and endorse clinical trials in IBD, and specifically focusing on investigator-initiated trials.
And why did Clincom take this initiative for their members?
Well, really conducting and designing the clinical trial is very specific. It's a specific science. It has nothing to do with clinical practice or, for that matter, basic science. So we need to improve on this. And having done a lot of trials within Belgium, being member of the Belgian group, I have seen a great deal of frustration, costs, time-consuming efforts that are not being successful. And by submitting a protocol to Clincom, we believe that these hurdles can be taken much easier by young investigators or investigators wanting to do a trial.
And how does the review procedure work exactly?
Well, it's simple. It's a two-step procedure. To avoid too much work from both sides, we ask to send in a preliminary protocol that should be a synopsis, really not more than 4 pages. And then after approval of this synopsis, with or without revisions, a final protocol can be sent in, and we will try to answer within strict timelines.
And what about the confidentiality of the reviewers toward the protocol?
We agree that this may be a problem. It's not so evident to share the IDs of a protocol that still has to be done. But as is common practice with other review procedures, we think as Clincom we can keep confidentiality and not share the IDs about the protocol with anybody else.
And does the review process imply any other obligations or threats?
Well, to submit a protocol, you should be an ECHO member. We also ask for a yearly report on the protocol. We will ask that the protocol is being submitted to our yearly congress or the study when it's finalized. And although publication in JCC is encouraged, we leave this up to the discretion of the investigators. But we do, however, ask that if a publication becomes from the study, that ECHO and the Clincom procedure is acknowledged in the publication.
And what are direct or indirect benefits from this procedure for the members?
Well, of course, improvement of the trial design is key, and that is the main thing. But on top of that, we think that when we endorse a project, it may help ethical approval, and it may also help to get funding from other instances. If this is wanted by the investigators, ECHO Clincom can also try to liaise the investigators with other trial centers or with other national study groups that may be interested in cooperating.
And what does ECHO endorsements mean legally?
Well, this should be clear. When Clincom endorses a study, it does not mean by any means that we will sponsor the study or that we can take medical legal responsibility for the study.
And finally, what practical steps need members to take if they want to submit a protocol?
Well, it's very simple. We have written an SOP procedure. You can get the procedure by sending an email to the ECHO office. And everything is written out quite clearly.
Thank you very much, Philip.
You're welcome.